tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Nikki. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky and the Brain.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Hope you are well. Hope you are good. Hope you are having a wonderful time. So, back at it again, talking about some very controversial issues. And
yeah,
would it not be controversial if it were about TikTok?
No, at this point, I feel like it's almost become a trend to just make controversial trends.
It's actually a thing.
Yeah.
To make controversial trends.
Yeah.
But also, who sits and polices what trend becomes controversial?
You know, I guess in the way, any publicity is good publicity. It's just clout chasing in the end. So whether it is people will be like complaining about what you're doing or people are praising you about what you're doing, you're getting publicity, you know, you're getting those hits.
You heard it first here. You probably didn't hear it first here, but still the point is you heard it here. Any publicity. Any publicity.
It's good
is
publicity.
Good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the male gaze, but before we get into that, Beston.
I'm a male and I gaze. But before we get into that,
this is where the beat drops, because after that statement, hectic.
Take it back in time, let's reminisce in when we were just little men, just Christmasing. Just a little bit of snow to get the glistening. Just a little mistletoe to get the kissing in. Listening to holiday jazz with my dad on them phonograph records. Yeah, I'm missing it, hanging with my twin, playing toys for we craft records. But all that better wait, cause my mom's done fixing the plates, and I'm about to get it in, cause the cooking is great. And Tony's in, but the food can't touch on a plate. But when we done, get some slack.
On the couch, wide awake, grown Santa trying to wait. Tall glass of milk and some cookies on a plate. Christmas tree looking great. Flashing lights with a star on top. Shining oh so bright. Up all night. Beat Street on repeat. Hoping Santa bring blue suede Pumas for my feet. Up rock to the beat. Hit a fly back spin. Not the best B-boy, but I could pop back in. Rather shining. Santa came through. Got the blue suede Pumas and a windbreaker too. Cool like no D. Reppin' the West. Mob hit me with the Kango. Your boy was fresh.
Reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back, think back. Picture a miniature Christmas with his Christmas gifts. From the smallest to the biggest wish, nothing on the list was missed. Then mom and dad would come and find me, and they'd remind me that Santa Claus was a fraud and didn't exist. In our house, there was no tree or mistletoe. No bells and whistles, but the tinsel was official, though. Sat at the table with the paper crown tilted. The roast would leave you comatose. The cooking always killed it. But now that me and my youth have parted ways, all I get are Cliff Huxtable jumpers and cheap aftershave. There's no more clothes and toys. At first, I was so annoyed. Now seeing them, being with fam is what I most enjoy.
These clothes and clothes joy. Holler at your holiday traditions. Whether it's well-wishing or tree-picking for trimming, it's the season for remembering. Long before I would come to understand, the gift was in the giving. I recall calling out toys, wanna buy your boy and photo ops with a Santa Claus and a mall. It was all about G.I. Joes and play wars against their foes, Cobra or Transformers. Autobots and Decepticons, can't forget Thundercats. It was a simpler time, this song's a way to run it back. These are snapshots of memories we're giving you. With that, a Merry Christmas is what we're all wishing.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back, think back.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce
for a spell, or shall I say think back,
back, back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back,
those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back.
Let's take a second, think back.
So, the male gaze, right?
All right.
Is TikTok's latest trend, which is actually showcasing a much needed topic in today's society.
Much needed.
Much
according
needed.
According to who?
According to the people. The people think that this is something that
who are these people?
They. These people
the
are
the most powerful organization in the world. They.
Yes, they have decided that this is a much needed topic to be looked at.
Okay.
So what happens is this trend revolves around the evolution of style, right? Okay. And breaking away from, quote unquote, the male gaze.
Okay.
So many TikTokers are using this opportunity to show how they would dress when they cared about what people thought about them versus how they would dress when they're actually dressing for themselves and don't really care about what people are saying about them.
All right. You know, this would have been one of those kind of harmless do what you wanna do, even probably popular trend, yeah, if that was all there was to it.
Unfortunately, that's not all that there is to it, because now the problem is that people are out here complaining that the whole male gaze thing is a problem because men overly sexualize women.
Sure.
So now you get these people wearing short dresses and whatever, and then they change into baggy clothes. But the crazy part is that just because you're wearing a skirt doesn't mean that you're wearing a skirt to get attention from a dude. You get what I'm saying?
You know, it's they almost make it seem like the like a guy or guys rocked up to their place, held a gun to their head, and said, "You're going to dress exactly like this,
yeah,
for us." You get what I'm saying? And, you know, one definition I actually even found online about the male gaze was defined as, the male gaze describes a way of portraying and looking at women that empowers men while sexualizing and diminishing women.
And what did you say in the beginning of the show that you do?
I'm a male and I gaze.
You're a male and you, know, you gaze. What are you gazing at?
What I don't understand about this is, how can I look at a person in such a way that it empowers me and diminishes her?
Well,
how
you
does
know,
this work?
Feminists would actually be able to explain this better than I can. I am not a feminist, so I don't know how to bring it across.
You know,
but the fact that you, as a guy, are gazing upon this woman.
I gaze at
and
everything.
Overly,
I gaze at cars. I gaze at the
overly,
birds in the sky.
You gaze at the birds in the sky, but you
I
do not overly. You do not overly emphasize on overly. You do not overly sexualize the birds
how
and
do
the
you
clouds.
Know?
Wait, so you're sitting here overly sexualizing birds
no,
and
but
clouds?
How do you know I'm sexualizing who I'm looking at?
The eyes, Chico. The eyes never
lie.
That
is an
assumption. The eyes never lie.
You know what this is a perfect case of? You know?
What is it a perfect case of?
This is a, you know, this social justice movement, the SJWs, you know, the social justice warriors. This is a perfect case of them creating a problem.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? They create this problem.
Yeah.
And then they themselves
Who's
come
they?
With the
solution. The feminists.
Yes, the social justice warriors,
okay.
Your feminists and stuff.
Okay.
You're kind of, not all, you know, there's some feminists who actually stand for what feminism was supposed
yes.
to stand for.
Yeah.
You know, they're those people, the sane people.
Yeah.
You know, those guys can put it on the side. I'm talking about the crazy people, you know what I'm saying?
What? The, who are the crazy
the,
people?
The crazy feminists, you know.
The, so there's the, feminists and then there's crazy
yes,
feminists.
Yes, because if you look at feminism, it's more the original of feminism. What
and
it
you
was
would
supposed
know.
To be. I know these things. Cause
why
I'm
do you know these things?
I just like knowledge.
Are you a feminist?
I'm not a... you know, when I define it this way, you could almost say everyone is a feminist, the actual definition.
Because I am not a feminist. Please
no,
don't
listen,
give me a
listen
title
to this
I don't want.
What it was supposed to stand for. It was
okay.
supposed to stand for equality of opportunity.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For both genders.
Yeah.
No matter what you are, what
yeah.
gender you are, equality of opportunity.
That's
but
great.
The problem right now is the crazy feminists now
the
stand
crazy
for...
crazy feminists. Is that what we're calling them?
Yes.
Okay.
They now stand for equality of outcome. So, which is a problem. That's the problem. Because now it's no longer a system of merit that you have ability to do something.
Yes.
Hence why you have a position or a post or a voice or, not, let me not say a voice, but you have a specific post. Yeah. Now, because you're a woman, you should be put there. Why? Because I'm a woman.
Okay.
You get what
That's
I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. But anyway, this is a case of these social justice warriors creating a problem and then coming with a solution for a problem that they have created. You get what I'm saying?
But then how are they going to be heroes without solving problems, you know? They need
that
to,
they create, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they need to be the saviors and the heroes of the story.
Oh, I can hear the irony in the voice, right? But it still kind of gets to me because it's one of those things whereby, like, they really found this problem, you get what I'm saying? So this woman, themselves.
Wait. Hey. But no one say that this male gaze TikTok trend was started by feminist women.
You know
women.
What a telling what you call this thing that it was found by feminists, the fact that it's called a male gaze. Already in that point they're demonizing the males. Which is the kind of like the objectives of the crazy females. Man bad, woman good. That's all they're about. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Why didn't they just call it objectifying gaze? Because that way it can be applied to either gender.
Okay, but the thing is, girls don't gaze at guys like that. Like, we'll look at a guy and think, ooh, but we don't, like, overly sexualize them in our heads.
Nah, I think you're speaking personally, probably.
I'm not speaking personally. But I'm speaking from the fact that I'm a girl and I know.
I'm also a guy and I don't overly sexualize girls I look at.
You started this show off by saying I am a male and I gaze.
Exactly. What is to gaze? You know, you look upon something that is gazing. I'm gazing at this mic. You get what I'm saying?
Are you gazing at the mic?
You get what I'm saying? It's
or are you gazing at the mic?
Because I think there's a problem faced by both genders.
It is. Okay, look. At least with us, right, it stays in our head. With guys, the male gaze is followed by a whistle, a comment, a statement.
There's catcalling. That's a different kind of matter.
Yeah, but it all starts with the male gaze. You know, the crazy thing is that this trend, this TikTok trend, actually was supposed to revolve around self-confidence and finding your
then
own personal
call
style.
It the male gaze. Why did
but
you call it the male
gone,
gaze?
But now it's just blown out of proportion. Yeah. That's the problem.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's why I said if it had been called something else, why do they have to strap a specific gender onto it?
That's the problem.
So now we're being villainized as guys. You're just chilling. And all of a sudden, you're just now a villain. I'm now a villain in someone's story I don't even know about.
Look, everyone is a villain in somebody's story.
No, but at this point, I'm just a villain because I'm a male.
You're
that's all it is.
You're a villain because you said I am a male and I gaze.
Yes, we all gaze. You get what I'm saying? I didn't specify that I sexually or objectify the woman I look at. At no point did I say that. And by the way, we all do this.
We don't gaze.
All
we
genders do this.
We like quickly look and quickly look away. No.
End
we
of
don't
the day,
gaze.
End of the day, the objectification was done. You get what I'm saying?
There's levels.
Whether there's levels, a little
overall,
bit
the point of this trend was to have fun, to put on clothes that make you feel fearless and ignore what everybody else has to say about them.
That was all it was about.
That was what this trend was about. But we humans came and we made things more complicated.
Yeah.
We complicated it because we are feminists or we are not feminists or we have political agendas or we have personal preferences or we have religious beliefs. Whatever it is, we just came and like what we do as humans, we complicated things.
Yeah. To serve a political agenda or someone's personal agenda, but mostly a political agenda.
Exactly. It's very
unnecessarily.
Sad. Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, live your life.
Yeah, you know, if the trend was just all about, you know, self-empowerment, me, I used to dress like this because I personally cared what people thought.
Yeah.
Now I don't anymore.
I agree with
you
the
see,
name
that's
doesn't
fine.
Fit with
that's
the original
perfectly fine. Yeah.
Trend.
Now it's on some men are causing me to dress like this.
Men...
Because you see, even if you look at how it's
I feel like Beston's taking this show very personally.
Because like I'm being villainized for
nobody
nothing.
Villainized you. You started off by saying yourself that I am a male and I gaze. That was you. Nobody forced you to say that. Nobody tried to convince you.
Gazing is
nobody said
it's a word in the English dictionary.
And that's okay. But you associated yourself with this trend. Nobody forced you on that. Nobody forced you on that. You associated yourself with this
trend. It was a play on words.
Wow, you play on words. It sucks.
We all admire things. We look at things and we admire things.
Yes,
we all do.
That's fine.
That is gazing.
It's okay. It's really fine. It's okay.
Perfect.
It's okay.
I'm okay with that. I was not male gazing. I was just gazing. You can wear whatever
keep
you want.
Keep telling yourself that. Okay. We're not even going to vote because other kids are very emotional right now. Other kids being... The brain. Based
I'm not emotional. I've got a lot to say about this topic.
He's got a lot to say about this topic. But unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. If you have not seen the trend and you do want to check it out,
don't.
You can.
Do not waste your time.
We won't tell you what to do. It is your data, your Wi-Fi, your phone, your internet. Do with it what you please. Thank you so much for listening to the show. From The Brain and Pinky, we are signing out.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM.
Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Celebrate Christmas
all year long.
Come on.
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 All year long.
Come on. I celebrate Christmas
all year long.
Come on.
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 All year long.
Tell the tea, I ain't talking about leaving my tree, yeah. Homie, speed up. Foundation of my salvation is what was done in three, bruh. Without the birth, it wouldn't be a death. It would be cold. Like seeing breath. Was a dark man like DMX. Now redeemed.
See the bit.
No, this don't sound like a Christmas song. Cause I celebrate its meaning all year long. I ain't saying you can't do it up. Do it up. If you celebrate Christmas without Christ, then what you doing, bruh? I may take my lights down, but I never take my light down. Only begotten son, for his rotten ones on the cross he got it done. That whoever believes in him shall not pass away, but will have eternal life in heaven if he passed today. Christmas is deeper than toys and gifts.
Yes.
Too many people out here treating Christ like he don't exist,
man.
Like he's a myth.
Myth.
He